It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for Brent's Rant.
Today's rant is brought to you by the Home Theater Company, audio, video, and home theater. Just go online, hometheatercompany.com. Be sure and check out my video rants available to you over on YouTube. The San Francisco 49ers, 2 years ago, it looked like they were on their way to a Super Bowl victory against the Chiefs in South Florida. They fell apart in the fourth quarter, and since then, they have been a completely different football team. Now, last year, you can look at all of the injuries, starting at quarterback and Jimmy Garoppolo. But what are the excuses this year? The 49ers are currently in last place at 3-5, coming off a dreadful loss at home to the Arizona Cardinals without their quarterback, who may be the MVP this year, and Kyler Murray, no DeAndre Hopkins, and of course, J.J. Watt is out for the rest of the year on defense. And yet it was no contest for the Cardinals. At what point do we start looking at Kyle Shanahan? Doesn't seem to me that he's got this team playing very well or on the same page with one another. The rookies can't get on the field, including the quarterback Trey Lance. I'm not saying he's ready, but if the 49ers should lose this weekend at home to the Rams, at what point do you not just say, hey, our season is over, and put Lance up on the field and see what happens? But Kyle Shanahan does not right now seem to have the confidence of the media in San Francisco or the 49er faithful. And I'm not so sure it's getting better anytime soon, especially if the 49ers lose this weekend to the LA Rams. Could be another coaching change in the works in San Francisco. And that's my rant for today.